So, Brandon, as you guys wrap up the regular season, how do you feel like everything progressed? And I know some ups and downs at times for you guys, but overall, your feelings from it?
I think we wrapped up the season pretty good at the Aggie. You know, to finish third in a field as strong as it was with teams like Baylor and LSU being the only two teams to beat us, and we were really in the fight for pretty much the whole tournament. I think we really had a really good chance if that third round would have gotten rained out. But I still think it was a great showing for us. And, you know, we saw a lot of things that we needed to improve on hanging in the postseason. We saw a lot of good things that, you know, we can realize that we can just keep doing and use that to our advantage in the postseason.
Talking about playing against really good competition, obviously last week in Baton Rouge, and as you talked about, the Aggie invite with a ton of really good teams here. So how does that help prepare you for this part of the year?
Well, I think it just kind of gives us an idea as to where we stand against some of the guys that we're playing against. And I don't think we've beaten LSU once this year, but I think that'll keep us hungry, realizing that, you know, if we can beat them, we're going to have a pretty good chance at winning the golf tournament, because it seems like every time we lose to them, they end up winning the golf tournament. Yeah. So I think for sure that'll give us a good idea as to where we stand against them, as we know that if we play our best golf, we can really compete with anybody in the country. So we just got to stick to our game plan and see what happens.
You personally, where do you feel like your game is right now?
After the Aggie, I felt about as confident as I could possibly be in my golf game. But after LSU last week, it was a little rough in the ball striking category. But I learned a lot of lessons just playing in those 36 holes that we played over there. You know, I realized that sometimes you can get in your rounds and be 15 or 16 holes deep and realize that you're not hitting it great, and you find yourself in a six over, seven over par hole, and you realize you don't have too many holes to make up for it. So you just got to recognize that a little bit early in the round and try to, you know, make a little few adjustments and try to get your ball in the hole any way you can.
Talked about you guys playing at LSU last week. How familiar are you with the rest of the field this coming week, and as well as the course?
This is my first time playing, but I know a lot of the guys have seen this course before, so I think that'll be a good advantage for us. And we've played against a lot of the guys in the SEC throughout the year, so I think, you know, if we can just get in there and be confident and go play our games, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.